Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And, you know, you can comment and be a part of this by posting on our Facebook page, Instagram, send us direct messages. Or if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you can use the TalkBack mic. When you push that down, record a message, it comes straight to us here at the podcast.
I want to talk today about sharing.
Sam wants to talk about sharing.
Yeah. Sharing and caring?
Sharing is caring, isn't it?
Sometimes. Not how the saying goes? Sometimes. No. Actually, oversharing is not caring.
And your sharing and caring is wearing on my nerves.
I'm sorry.
I found out from my daughter, Maddie, and I know they had done this occasionally, but apparently they listen to a lot of our After the Show podcasts.
Oh, that's cute. That your kids do that.
Yeah, and it's like I've taken liberties with talking about them in podcasts because it's like they don't listen.
Oh,
and
is that why you talk about
being the good dad that you are? As long as no one's hearing me.
Nobody listens to this show.
Say whatever I want.
No. I know you, Jody, you like to check with the girls if you want to discuss something personal. You know, can I talk about this?
Well, let me say, I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, we're so real and personal here. We always have been. I'm so at home here. There have been times where it's been reminded to me, whoa, Mom, why are you talking about that?
Yeah.
And they're correct. Taylor and Phoebe are correct to have mentioned that to me and you, Murph. They mentioned to both of us, but mostly me. You know, all abuse is heaped on the mother. No, not really, but they're right because they didn't ask. They don't do a show.
Right. Those kind of things I don't usually, you know, disclose about Maddie and Parker or Jack or any of the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to do anything embarrassing. You know,
of course.
Like the first time Parker didn't have a diaper on in the living room and well, never mind.
Well, that happens, right?
Yeah. Hey, it still happens to me today.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
That's embarrassing.
And I live alone.
Poor Gus.
Oh, anyway, one of the recent After the Show podcasts, we were talking about how I hit a roadblock. I was stumped on how to write them their graduation cards.
Yes. Oh, and they heard that. Okay.
And I was like, Maddie says, yeah, we got in the car and we heard that you were having trouble writing us this card. Because she showed me the card because I had just given it to her.
Sure.
You know, we heard that you had trouble writing this. And I was like, yeah. And of course, we went around, why are you listening to the podcast? I told you not to listen to this thing. Oh, it's on in the car. It always comes on when Mom jumps in and cranks it up.
If you tell them not to listen, they're curious as to why.
Yeah.
And there they listen.
So, I don't know. To me, our After the Show podcast, it may be entertainment to some folks, but to me, the After the Show podcast is kind of a catharsis at times. It's a place to work things out.
Yeah.
Now, I know everybody can hear it.
Yeah.
But
so
talking with you two as adults, and we've been together for so long.
So it's like therapy?
It's like, hey, how did it work when you dealt with Taylor and Phoebe in this? Or, you know, you ask questions like, how did Sammy blah, 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 you know, and we kind of play back and forth.
Yeah.
Jody, maybe we should start charging for our time.
Who are we charging?
Sam, for the advice.
Oh.
Well, there goes the friendship aspect.
Okay, you're asking.
I don't even know what I'm asking. I'm just saying.
Well, listen. Are they upset with you for talking about that? Then you don't have a problem.
Yeah, because it's like.
You don't have a problem.
It's the kind of thing, I guess I'm saying, where I wouldn't go to Maddie and Parker and say, man, I had the hardest time writing these cards to tell you exactly what I wanted to say. Because to me, that's like, what's on the card is what it should be.
And that's not really for
and
them
you don't
to
need
know
to worry about me having trouble writing it.
Right.
But we talked about me having trouble writing it, and they heard it.
So, you know, but that's that really is more about you than them, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like the kind of thing that you would ask permission for.
Yeah.
It's not like you're talking about some issue that they're having.
It wouldn't be right for you to say, so hey, Maddie, I don't know what to write to you.
You have the freedom of choice to talk about, you know, any issues that you may have or the things that you don't want to talk about.
Okay.
So, you know,
I think that the fact that you do that with us in the After the Show podcast actually shows that you are so comfortable here, which is beautiful. It should be. We have been doing this together for a very long time.
25
and
years.
And I think that you, Sam, are very comfortable with me and Murphy.
Yeah.
Maybe more so than many other places in your life right now.
And this may sound goofy, and you hear like TV professionals talk about this, but there are times I forget the microphones are here.
Yeah.
Which I know it's here because it's like 2 inches from my face and I keep hitting it. But it's like when we start talking, it's like
you get used to it.
We talk the same way when the microphones are turned off.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we, that was the goal, wasn't it, all along?
Yeah,
it was.
That is the goal, just to be.
What was really weird was putting when the cameras became part of things, thanks to social media and everything. But even now, I don't see that anymore. Clearly, because you watch back some video of the things I'm doing.
Let me tell you, we need to pay attention to these cameras more because, yeah, I've watched some of these videos where I'm just like over here doodling.
And you're shaking.
Staring over here and la-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And I come back with one comment for Jody and then I'm gone again. And it's like, Sam's not even paying attention. Why do they talk to him?
My favorite thing is when Murphy's drinking like diet drinks. He's just guzzling.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess I do that. Or when I'm looking over and saying, is Sam really scratching that?
That's not
be
on,
doing
camera.
That on camera.
I didn't know I played with my hair so much.
Oh, God, do you?
I constantly touch my hair.
You've been doing this thing lately where you grab both sides and you pull them down.
It's because I have curtain bangs.
And when you do that, all I hear is Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
Oh.
Waldo!
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, well, mainly when you brought this up, my heart... I thought you were going to say that Maddie and Parker were upset with you. And that's one of the worst feelings in the world. It's one of the worst feelings in the world when you do something to hurt your child unintentionally.
Yeah.
You know, kids, if you are listening, any kids who are listening to this, your parents never want to hurt you. And if they do hurt you, they will carry that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
parents don't
it.
Let go of their own guilt very easily.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought, Sam?
No.
That...
And that's why I'm here.
Have you ever thought that one of the reasons that they listen to the whatever parts they do listen to is because they don't see you enough, but it is a way to be with you?
I've thought of that. I thought about it a lot when Jackson, because Jackson used to quote podcasts back to me.
Yes.
You know, and Jackson's.
Oh, really?
One of Jackson's big thrills, too, is telling people, you know, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, my dad is Sam. And it's like.
Dad's
that.
The funny one.
Yeah. But yeah, he used to listen all the time. And I that occurred to me when Jack used to tell me that. I wonder if he's listening because he doesn't get to talk to me every day or, you know.
I'm sure it's comforting to them to hear you be so very real and it's intimate, you know.
And maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they want me to talk about them.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
Well, they know they're very loved.
Yeah.
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, in addition to this session, you can always ask them that directly, Sam.
Oh, yes!
If you wanted to.
I don't have to go through the radio.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.